Welcome to the This is Mental Wellness podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Woods. Let's dive into today's episode. What's up? All right, it's a new month, and I know you are a goal setter. And so I know you are going to enjoy this episode because we're going to dive into setting goals the mental wellness way. All right, so I already know that you are in the practice, in the habit of setting goals, but I am going to go out on a limb and say that you have not tried this approach. You've not heard this approach. You've not tried this approach. And this is going to be something that when you implement it, you are going to love the results that you see and also the results that you feel in the areas of your life that mean the most to you. Okay. So, because I know that you more than likely have not tried this approach or heard this approach, but I also know that you're setting goals, you're probably falling into one of a few different camps, a few different categories, right? So you are setting the goal and completely stuck, not making progress to the goal. And that's so frustrating, by the way. Oh my gosh, that's frustrating when that happens. It's like you want to bang your head up against the wall. So if that's you, I feel you. I've been there. And let's get to the other side of that. So you're either setting the goal and not making progress towards the goal, and that's irritating. Or you could be setting the goal, achieving the goal, getting there, getting to the destination, and not loving how you feel, being like, I really thought it was going to feel better than this, or I thought that I was going to achieve this goal and that was going to be the thing that took the stress away or made me feel more connected or made me happy. Fill in the blank, right? Whatever emotion that you thought that you were going to feel by achieving the goal, and then you get there and then you don't feel that way. You feel nothing. You feel more stress. You feel less aligned. All of these things, right? And I know this because I've been there and I have, you know, learned how to set goals many years ago, learned how to work towards them and, you know, done the whole like setting SMART goals. So specific and measurable and attainable and realistic and time bound and all of these things. And yes, while all of that is important, this process that we're going to dive into today, I'm telling you, is going to blow the lid off of your potential for getting things done, right? For achieving goals and moving things forward and creating the results in your life that really mean the most to you, number one, but also like enjoying the process and feeling really good along the way and liking the person that you are when you get to the destination and liking the people that are around you and the results that you've created along the way. Okay. So I am pumped to share this process with you. This is something that, you know, I have learned through many years of reading all the books, taking all the courses, getting, you know, life coaching, getting business coaching, going to events, doing full immersion, like all of the things. All of that, you know, experience and information and trial and error compiled together and then whittled down into this process. And this is something that I teach my mental wellness team and private one-on-one clients that I work with. So this is a process that I have taught, that I have, you know, duplicated and I know works. So I'm excited to have this conversation with you. Okay, so we're going to talk about setting goals the mental wellness way. So before we dive into the actual strategy and what you're going to do, let's first define what mental wellness actually is. Okay, so there's two things. Number one, there's mental health and then there's mental wellness, and they are not the same thing. Okay, so mental health is our mental health. It's exactly what it sounds like, right? Everyone has mental health. If you have a brain, essentially you have mental health. And mental health exists on a continuum, right? It exists on kind of a sliding scale. And at the high end of that scale, the high end of mental health, you're going to have things like joy and passion and energy and vigor and all of these kind of like high vibe feelings and emotions, right? That's what you're going to see when your mental health is in a really good place. Now, on the other end of that spectrum, on the other side of that continuum, on the low end, when your mental health is in a low place, right, that's where we're going to see things more like anxiety or depression or, you know, chronic pain or low libido or kind of like anguish and apathy and kind of all of these other negative states of being, negative emotions, right? Mental health exists on a continuum, and each and every single one of us has it, whether we are just in the middle and we're just kind of like, meh, okay, yeah, I'm all right, I'm here, I'm not good, I'm not bad, or we're on the low end and we are experiencing some of those more negative emotions and negative feelings, or if we're on the high end and we're like, heck yeah, life is amazing, I feel vibrant, I feel alive, I feel all of these things, right? It exists on a continuum and it can change from day to day, sometimes minute to minute, and definitely throughout seasons, we'll see our mental health kind of exist on this continuum and slide back and forth as we go through life and different life events. Okay, that's mental health, right? Mental wellness is something different. Okay, mental wellness is defined as a state of being. All right. So it is an internal resource that helps us think, feel, connect, and function. So it's an active process that helps us to build resilience, grow, and flourish. Okay. So literally, this is a state that each one of us, if we have mental health, we have the ability to experience the state and build upon our mental wellness, which again, this is defined by the Global Wellness Institute. They just recently defined mental wellness and mental wellness kind of as a category in the health and wellness umbrella. So I'm going to read this again. Mental wellness is an internal resource that helps us think, feel, connect, and function. And it's an active process that helps us to build resilience, grow, and flourish. All right. So it's mental, how we think, how we process and understand and use information. That's like our focus. So mental wellness, part of it is our focus, our ability to process and understand things, our ability to learn, how we think, all of these kinds of things. It's emotional. So this is how we feel. And part of that is how we manage and express our emotions. And when we're in that state of mental wellness, we have the ability to feel, manage, and express positive and negative emotions, right? So if we think about our mental health and we think about being in a state of mental wellness and working on our mental wellness, then we can feel some of those feelings that are on the lower end of that mental health spectrum and be able to manage and process those in a positive way, right? So this is a really, really, really powerful thing to understand and to really be able to know how to kind of like step into that state. Okay. And then our social aspect of mental wellness is how we connect. So this is our relationship with others, our relationships with others. Super important, right? That is one of the core human needs is connection. And then our psychological, and this is how we act or function. So how we kind of like put the pieces together, taking external inputs along with our internal capacity and then making decisions or doing things. So this came off of, again, the Global Wellness Institute website. This is how they have recently defined mental wellness and categorized this as a market, essentially, underneath of the health and wellness umbrella. Okay, so it's a very, very, very cool thing to think about, learn about, and really understand as a state to leverage, right? When we're going and setting goals, when we're doing anything, it's like, okay, how can I take a mental wellness approach and look at setting these goals and do it through the lens of stepping into the state of being the most mentally well version of myself? Okay, so that's really what we're talking about today. It's super exciting. I'm telling you, this is going to change the game for you when you start setting goals through this process. Okay, so right out the gate, when you are setting goals, something that I have found that I do myself, you probably do this too, it's kind of ingrained into us, is that we have a tendency to set goals in similar areas month after month or year after year, right? Like we have a habit or kind of like a habit of identifying areas that we think that we should, right? So we think that we should be having progress in or working towards. And sometimes this can be, again, like because of the societal norms, because it's an area where we very much know we have a weakness and we think that if we would strengthen that weakness because somebody has told us at some point, right, that if we strengthen that weakness, that our life would be better. This can be because of just like habit and repetition. And if you have worked towards achieving something in your life, a lot of times just out of habit, we continue to set goals in those same areas when really like those goals aren't going to continue serving us because we have moved on. We've evolved past the need to set goals in those areas. And I'm going to kind of define this a little bit more and help you. But that's one of the things that we see is we'll set goals in the same areas, and focus kind of on the same things and either, again, achieve the goal and not like how we feel or be completely stuck and keep setting the same goal over and over and not be able to make the kind of progress, the kind of meaningful progress towards that goal that we feel we could or we feel that we should. Okay. So looking at this from the lens of mental wellness and really understanding like, okay, mental wellness, again, is a state that I can step into that affects how I think, feel, respond, react, connect. It affects social. It affects my relationships. It affects all of these different things. And this is a state that I can step into. The first thing to really like think about here and understand is that you are a whole human. Okay. And stepping into this state of mental wellness and thinking about things through that perspective reminds you, you're a whole human. You are not somebody who only is put here to make money. And that's the only, you're not a robot, right? You're not a machine. You're not somebody that's only put here to work and make money and produce, you know, generate income, right? So the only thing that you're doing is setting income goals or setting business goals. There's a lot of other aspects of who you are as a person, right? And your mental wellness that is not being taken into effect that is either keeping you from hitting the goals and making the money, or you're making the money and you're achieving the goals, but you do not like the way you feel along the way because you're not addressing all these other aspects of what it is to be a human. Okay. So one of the processes that I always take myself through, and I do this quarterly, and my team and any of the clients that I work with, is the process of looking at the wheel of life. Okay. And so this is a tool that, you know, many life coaches use, any type of kind of like goal setting or life coaching book or program or different thing like that that you've went through probably uses something pretty similar to this. And what a wheel of life is essentially is like a pie chart, and it breaks down the different categories of your life and has you look at and rate the 10 different categories of your life. Okay. So the one that I use, and I'll link this in the show notes so that you can kind of see, you know, the process that I walk people through as they're setting goals in this way. The one that I use has the 10 categories as career and business, romance, health and fitness, fun and hobby, family and friends, physical environment, spiritual health, personal growth and development, and contribution and giving. Okay, so it walks you through basically rating each of those areas on a scale of 1 to 10. All right. And so again, we a lot of times fall into this habit of setting similar goals. So if you are on like a health and wellness journey and you are setting a fitness goal, or you're setting a weight loss goal, or you're setting some type of a health goal over and over and over, and really, like what you need in order to achieve, say, if your goal is to, you know, get into better shape, and you have been trying to do the things on your own to get in better shape, and it's just like it's not working, and you're having issues, and really, what would be more helpful is if you had, you know, maybe more time, or your physical environment was decluttered and you felt more motivated in your space to do the workout, right? So what you really should be doing instead of setting that health and fitness goal is you should be either setting the health and fitness goal, but setting a goal to tidy up your environment before, you know, setting the health and fitness goal. Because if the environment is more tidy and you feel more inspired to work out, you are going to, you know, follow through on that activity, right? Or if it's like that you need to rearrange your, you know, you need to be working less, right? And it really isn't that you can't be motivated to exercise. It's that you literally have no time, that you are on the go constantly and your schedule is really rushed and you're not sleeping enough and you're not eating the way that you want to eat because you don't have enough time. And really, you need to kind of make some shifts and changes with your career or your work or your business. So it's going through this process of looking at yourself as a whole human and understanding that all of these different areas are going to affect how you think, how you feel, how you relate, how you are able to kind of like process information and make decisions, right? So all of these things are going to affect your mental wellness. It's not just one thing that you can just very simply say, well, I just need to make more money. And if I make more money, then that is going to be the thing that helps me to feel the way that I want to feel, okay? And, you know, if you keep setting that goal and keep working towards that thing and it's not helping you to feel the way that you want to feel, this is probably why, okay? So I want to give you just kind of a tip on as you're going through this process. And again, I will, if you look in the show notes, you'll see some links to some workbooks that will help you with walking through what this process looks like. You can see what a wheel of life looks like. You can go through and score 1 to 10 in each of those areas and identify where do you feel like you're doing really well right now? And where do you feel like you really need some help and it really needs some attention, right? Because again, you are a whole human and it's important to set goals through the lens of you being a whole human, okay? So one of the things that is really helpful to think about and to look at when you are going through this process is what is stressing you out right now? Okay, so that's a very simple thing. If you are looking at your wheel of life and you're like, one of the things that's stressing me out is that I am constantly, you know, noticing that I'm bickering with my spouse. We are really struggling to get along in the way that we, you know, we could or we should, or we are really having an issue with managing time, or, you know, fill in the blank. I can tell you all the examples of how this shows up in my own marriage, my own relationship. And a lot of times what that comes down to is that like I need to set some goals and prioritize my romance and my relationship. And then that is going to take some of that stress away so that I can focus the energy, you know, into other areas of my life, right? So what are the things that are stressing you out? Maybe it's your environment and you have known that you need to declutter your garage for the past 6 months. And every time you go to get in your car, your garage is still cluttered and it just sets you off in a bad mood, right? And then you're just hurried and in a bad mood and like things are not going well and you're not feeling accomplished, even if you are accomplishing your goals, because you're not doing the thing that you know that you need to do that you want to accomplish, okay? So what are the things that are stressing you out right now? How are you handling that stress? Are you handling it in a healthy way? Like, do you feel, again, like you can step into the state of mental wellness where you can feel the feelings and you can have the, you know, the negative things happening and you can respond to it in a way that's positive and moves your life forward and that you feel like happy about? Or are you numbing out? Are you self-soothing in a way that isn't contributing to, you know, like this can be like eating too much, drinking too much, scrolling social media. And instead of, you know, getting into action and doing the things that you need to do, it can look like binge watching Netflix, right? That's one of my coping mechanisms of choice when I am not handling my stress in a healthy way, when I'm not really kind of like living into the state of mental wellness. That's one of the things that I will do is I will not handle stress in a positive way. I will, I'll choose to handle it negatively, or it'll just kind of like happen. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, now I've been watching Netflix for 5 days in a row, you know, and staying up too late instead of, spending time just chatting with my husband and then going to bed at a decent hour and all of the things, right, that we we know we should do. But looking at those things and looking at what's stressing you out, how are you handling that stress, and is the way that you are handling the stress moving you towards the goals that you have or farther away? Okay, so when you are setting goals from a mental wellness perspective, right, the mental wellness way, you're setting goals that are not just what you think you should do. They're looking at you as a whole human, looking at all the different areas of your life, and knowing that, hey, when my marriage is in a good place and I am really connecting with my husband and my romance is at a 10 out of 10, I am energized. I am vibrant. I am a better mom. I'm a better business owner. I am, you know, really living into the identity of the best version of myself, my favorite version of myself when my romance is at a 10. When my romance is at a 2, it affects my business. It affects my ability to focus. It affects my health because then I'm usually stressed out and I'm doing things that are more negative, you know, like for my, I'm eating, snacking, you know, probably, or like stress eating and not sleeping as much and all of these kinds of things, right? But when I prioritize my romance, it gives me energy to pour into all of these other places. I feel supported. I feel connected. And that really drives a lot of the results that I see in my life. Okay. That is looking at your goals through a mental wellness perspective, understanding that, yes, I want to make more money for sure. I want my business to grow. Absolutely. I want to have more impact and, really be doing things in a specific way in my business. Definitely, right? But one of the things that fuels me to be able to do those things is my relationships, is me carving out time to, have fun and do something that's just for me. It's my spiritual health and my time, you know, my daily time in the Bible with God. It is my physical environment and whether things feel clean and tidy and abundant or cluttered and overwhelming and, not abundant. like there's kids everywhere and things everywhere and all of the things. Like I don't know if you were that way, but I can't focus, when there's clutter everywhere. So it's really looking at some of these other areas of our life and understanding that everything is connected. Okay. So this is a process that when you do this, you are going to be amazed how setting a goal of three nights a week that you spend time, you know, connecting with your spouse and just increasing your intimacy with them, whether that's talking, sharing goals, like asking them deeper questions, listening to what excites them or what are they really interested in right now or whatever, right? That when you do that, that you have more energy to pour into the other areas of your life and you start achieving the business goals that you're setting for yourself by focusing on your romance goals or your physical environment goals or your spiritual health goals, right? So looking at the different areas of your life and figuring out what's stressing you out and how you can set goals in those areas to help you eliminate, reduce, or just like handle the stress better, okay? The other thing is to look at, again, because a lot of the times when we're setting habits, we're doing it just out of habit, like literally we're setting goals out of habit and repetition, okay? So where do you already have really strong habits established? Like maybe you're setting a health goal every month and your health is good. Like it's on autopilot at this point, and you really could take some of that energy and focus it in another area of your life because you have really solid health habits in place that you don't even have to think about anymore. Like you wake up, you put on your workout clothes, you go to the gym or you go for a run or you do whatever kind of, you know, workout situation that you're doing. You eat healthy, you're drinking your water, you know, and it's on autopilot. You don't even have to think about it. It is who you are. And it's not really necessary for you to set goals in that area because whether you set the goal or not, you're going to do the thing. So looking at that and where do you already have those habits established and where do you not need to be spending so much energy on anymore? So you can take that energy and put it into a different area that you need to create and establish habits and you need to kind of like build upon, you know, new habits and new identity and new beliefs, okay? So this process, again, is super simple, but it just takes a little bit of like pausing and reflecting and self-awareness, which again, the more that we get to know each other, the more that you are going to love and know and understand that I'm all about self-awareness because it really truly is the ticket, the key to stepping into the best version of yourself and understanding yourself well enough to be able to like self-identify, oh, this is what I'm doing. Maybe if I tried something different, I would get a different result. But if we're just like on autopilot and we're not observing our own thoughts and just pausing and starting to like check in like, hey, where am I at in my career? Am I happy? Am I liking what I'm doing? Do I feel fulfilled? Where am I at with my romance and my relationship with my partner, with my spouse? Like, are we good? Are we connecting? Does it feel like fiery or is it kind of like fizzling a little? And just pausing and having that self-awareness and then setting goals from that place and understanding that when you set goals based off of, you know, this whole human approach, sometimes the romance goals are the domino that was holding you back, right? Or the thing that you needed to get into place in order to achieve the finance goal or in order to achieve the health goal or in order to achieve the contribution and giving goal, right? So slow down to speed up, go through this process, start to think about that. And I just want to encourage you to, as you're setting goals for the month of June, really think about the idea of mental wellness and that it is a state of being that is going to affect your emotional, physical, or psychological and social well-being, along with your mental well-being. And that is going to, you know, spill over into all these other areas. It's going to determine how you're able to handle stress. It's going to determine how you're able to relate to others, what kind of choices that you're able to make, right? So pausing, looking at yourself and your life through the lens of mental wellness, and then making goals based off of all of these different areas and then starting to make progress in that way. Try this out. Do it for 90 days. I also just want to encourage you that what you're doing now, you're going to see the more exaggerated effects and results of what you're doing now 90 days from now, right? So the action that you're taking now, you'll see really start to play out in your life 90 days from now. So take this process, commit to it for 90 days, commit to this through the end of August and see what a difference it makes in your life, in how you feel, how you show up, the way that you are working towards your goals and the types of goals that you're even setting for yourself. I know this has been a complete game changer process for me and many of the women that I work with, and I'm excited to see that happen for you as well. All right. It was fun hanging out today. If you and I are not already connected and hanging out on social media, let's do that. You can find me on Instagram at TheCassieWoods. I primarily hang out there. I would love to get to know you better, and I'll talk to you soon.